The following is an article which appeared in the Christian Witness of October 1840. It is entitled, The Mount of God, taken from Exodus 1 to chapter 18. The article is unsigned. I separate these chapters because they present us, I judge, a distinct subject for meditation and afford us some of the grounds on which it is that Mount Horeb or Sinai in Arabia is called in Scripture the Mount of God. They open with Israel in Egypt, and that land is seen in her guilt before God, for it is here written of her. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. That land was thus the ungrateful, the apostate. She had departed from Joseph, and so from God himself, from him who had filled her storehouses with plenty and her throne with honor and strength. Thus Egypt was, in miniature, the world, the great apostate from its rightful Lord and gracious benefactor. And the Lord had no sanctuary, no altar there. His people would have sacrificed the abomination of that land, chapter 8, verse 26, and therefore they must go into the wilderness to hold their feast or to do their service to the Lord. All was apostate and ripe for judgment. Joseph's memory had been despised, and all that remained in Joseph was put in the brick kilns.